York Region will formally express interest in hosting the 2030 Commonwealth Games, despite some members of council having concerns about the financial implications. Markham Regional Councillor Jim Jones led the proposal for York Region to submit an expression of interest, subject to the support of the province and neighbouring municipalities, including Toronto, Durham, Halton, Peel and Simcoe County. The move comes with no financial commitment initially, and if there is support from the province, the next few months would be dedicated to a dialogue and feasibility phase to work out all the details. Several members of council voted against the proposal because of future costs. But Jones said hosting the games would be well worthwhile for economic development. "This is a global platform for York Region to showcase itself on the world stage," he said, adding an event like this is needed given the threat of U.S. tariffs. "We need an economic growth strategy and we need it now. York Region must do its part to increase productivity, given the economic uncertainty we face." The Commonwealth Games is a massive international multi-sport event featuring mostly countries that were members of the British Empire. Running every 4 years, the events are huge in scale, typically costing billions. Canada has not hosted the Games since 1994 in Victoria. Commonwealth Sport Canada Executive Director Brian McPherson joined the meeting remotely to talk about the process. "The search for the 2030 host city is underway, with a March 31st deadline for expression of interest that will require provincial backing. That deadline does not require any financial commitment and would allow interested parties to back out without penalty before an August 31st commitment for more detailed game bids," he said. While several councillors spoke in support, others had misgivings. Newmarket Mayor John Taylor voted in favour of the motion given a lack of major commitment, but said he has concerns seeing other international cities drop out of the idea of hosting due to cost concerns. "There's some economic activity and benefits. I hear the point about recreation facilities can be a result of this, that benefits communities. But I have to say on the other side of the ledger, is that we're in a housing crisis, not a recreation center crisis. I'm happy to support this and learn a little more, but I certainly have some significant questions." Aurora Mayor Tom Maracas spoke out in opposition to the proposal. "I don't mind exploring it, but at the end of the day, I know where I would vote if it came back and there's substantial funding that was needed from York Region and the 9 municipalities, that it would be a no," he said. "It's inappropriate for us to kind of give false hope that we're going to go down this road. You might as well just say no now." Other council members also spoke out against it, including Richmond Hill Mayor David West and Georgina Mayor Margaret Quirk. But other council members were more supportive. A proposal report from Jones highlights the ability to use existing facilities, such as the Markham Pan Am Center built for the Pan American Games in 2015. "That's a big bonus here," Newmarket Deputy Mayor Tom Vegg said. "It's very early in the process, we'll have lots of time to discuss it and look at what type of commitment it will be for York Region." Commonwealth Sport Canada has said with provinces having disinterest due to the cost, sharing the games across multiple provinces could be an answer. According to the Canadian press, Hamilton had a fleshed-out bid with an estimated cost between $1 billion to $1.5 billion, but the Ontario government declined to support it. A report from Jones suggests that the games could center around transit services, spotlighting an integrated rail network in the GTA. The proposal will still need backing from neighboring jurisdictions. Ultimately, it is also the provincial government that has to decide to go ahead with the expression of interest and submit it to Commonwealth Sport Canada by March 31.